There's a lot in this mimer. There's very, very much in this mimer. We're going to go through the mimer, and then over Shabbos, anyone who wants to talk over any part is welcome. I thought it was there to encompass the whole mimer. There's very, very many different ideas, very many different parts of ideas that come together in this mimer. The Gemara says like this. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Daf Yiral from the Biz. Starts on Yiral from the Biz. Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef mi Beis HaAsurim. And Rosh Hashanah Yosef came out of prison. So Yosef came out of jail in Mitzrayim, the whole story with the dreams on Rosh Hashanah. How do we know? Tichsiv, because it says tomorrow's Yom. Thursday. So it talks about blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Tikku b'chaydeh shofar is to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chaydeh, Rosh Hashanah. And the next pasuk is, Eidos b'Yosef somai b'tzeisei al Eretz Mitzrayim. It talks about when Yosef came out to be melech on Eretz Mitzrayim. So the smichus ha'parshis, that the first pasuk it says, Tikku b'chaydeh shofar, which is being meramis to the tkiyah shofar Rosh Hashanah. And the pasuk afterwards talks about Betzaysay Alaris Mitzrayim, the Yosef HaTzadik became Melech HaMitzrayim, teaches us that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Yosef became Melech HaMitzrayim. So there are no coincidences, and specifically in this case where the Gemara points out that it's so, there must be some message from the fact that Yosef specifically came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. Few different times in history that there are shofars. We know that Mashiach is going to come with it. Tekav shofar gadol l'chiruseinu. When Mashiach comes, there'll be a shofar gadol that will be blown. We know that on Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. We know that on Vayayavol they blew shofar. One of the times that there was a tekiyah shofar was by Maimed Har Sinai. By Maimed Har Sinai, it says, "Vayhi koil hashayfer hoylech v'chazak me'oid." So there's a Ramban in Parshas Vayeschanan that contrasts the koil of Hashem when He was telling the Aseres Hadibros with the koil of the shayfer. The koil of Hashem, it says, "Es kol hadvarim ha'ela diber Hashem koil gadol v'lo yosef." A tremendous coil that didn't stop. The Targum learns it means it didn't stop. It was a continuous coil. A human being has to take a breath every few seconds. He has to take a breath. He can't talk continuously. The Rebbe Shlomo is a coil gadol v'lo yosef. He was able to talk continuously without stopping. On the shofar, it says that it was coil hashofar hoylech v'chazak me'oid. The coil of the shofar got stronger and stronger. Not that it stayed the same the whole time, but it got stronger and stronger. And the Ramban says, "V'ulai b'koil ha'shofar hayokay." This is the case by the shofar. "Avol koil Hashem ba'aseres hadibros hayashava." The voice of Hashem was kaviyachol was even. So we have two koilos, but not entirely. We have the koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that was even, straight through. Koil gadol v'lo yosef. And we have the koil of the shofar that got louder and louder and louder. Hoylech v'chazak. What's the pshat in that? Why do we need two koilos? Why is one getting louder and louder and one isn't? What's going on over here? So this brings us to a sugya that's fascinating intellectually and also tremendous, tremendous chizak. Tremendous boost us. There's a halacha that if there's a person, if you have a Talmud Chacham that forgets his learning completely, he's wiped out, Rachmana Litzlan, he forgets his learning completely. The halacha is that you have to be mechaber him like a Talmud Chacham. Even though he has no Torah in him, we're mechaber Talmud Chacham because of the Torah that he knows. But still, if a Zakein Shechach Talmudai, someone that forgets his learning, we're mechaber him fully like a Talmud Chacham. Fully. Why? It must be that even though he forgot his learning, But the impression that learning makes on a person, that Torah makes on a person, is forever. Even if the actual das, the actual knowledge of Torah could float away, but the effect that it has on a person, that he was a Talmud Chacham, stays forever. It's called the Rishamim. The Rishamim are a Rishim is like a mark that it makes. Like you see a Tzaddik, it leaves an impression. And the person is a different person, even though he knows no Torah, he doesn't know Aleph Beis, he doesn't know anything. But he's a different person because the words of Torah resounded inside of him. He's a different kind of person. He's not the same person. He doesn't remember the Torah, it doesn't matter. Zaken Shishachach Talmudei, or Mechavid, like a Talmud Chacham. The Machmas HaRashamim Shechor Sabay in the Torah, because of the impression that the Torah engraved in him. Where does the Gemara know this? Gemara in Brachas, where does the Gemara know this thing from? Because we know that the Halacha is that the Shivrei Luchais, which are the broken pieces of the Luchas Rishainais, were put in the Aron together with the Luchas Shnias that Klal Yisrael is left with. Luchais v'Shivrei Luchais munachim v'Aron. The Luchais and the Shivrei Luchais. The Luchas and the broken pieces of the Luchas both went into the Aron. And we know that when the Luchas were broken, the letters went up back to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Oisias parchas v'Avim. The letters didn't stay in the Luchas. The Luchas weren't broken with letters engraved in them. It was just a heap of stone. And still, even though the letters were no longer there, no longer legible in their first Luchas after they were broken, still we keep them in the Aron Kodesh together with the Luchas that are readable. Why? It's just stone. There's no different Torah on it anymore. It's just stone. It must be. It's not just stone. It must be that a stone that had different Torah written on it is not the same stone as a stone that never had different Torah written on it. It must be that the Luchas Rishonis retain the impression of the Isis that had been engraved on them even after they were broken. Something more. The same thing is true. Zakin loses the Oisius of the Torah. He also loses the letters of the Torah. He also doesn't remember the words of the Torah. See, he's like the Luchas. He's like the stone that the words have been engraved on. Now they're not there anymore. It's not the same stone. And it gets put in the Aron Kodesh together with the Luchas Shnias.
This Dafka Zakin? Dafka Zakin?
Zakin means Talmud Chacham. Zesh HaKamach Chacham. Okay, so we have these two luchas, luchas rishonis that were broken, that were put in the aron together with the luchas shnias. Now, let's examine this situation. Klal Yisrael has a yomayid, has a mishkan, and in this mishkan there's a kodesh kadashim, and in this kodesh kadashim there's an aron, and in this aron there are luchas. Why are there luchas in the aron? Because the luchas affect the whole Klal Yisrael. Because the whole Kayach, the whole Chiyas of Klal Yisrael comes to the Luchas. It's the center of Klal Yisrael, right? The Mishkan is in the center, the Kodesh Kodashim, the Aron, the center of the spiritual. Tell us. The center of the spiritual energy of Klal Yisrael is the Aron. And if in that Aron is Luchas and Shivrei Luchas, it can't be that it's just a side limud. It's just a side limud. Zaken Shishachach Talmudei. It must be that there's something about the Shivrei Luchas that affects the whole Klal Yisrael. Just like the Luchas that were put in the Aron, are in the Aron, where they are, because they're the Chiyas of the whole Klal Yisrael, the source of Chiyas of the whole Klal Yisrael. So if the Shivrei Luchas are put there also, it must be that there's some connection to Klal Yisrael. And we know, Taka, that there was a big difference between the Madrego Klal Yisrael before they did the Chet HaEgel, when they got the first Luchas, and the Madrego Klal Yisrael after they got the Chet HaEgel, and they got the second Luchas. We talked about this a few times. Before the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael was Paska Zuhai Masa, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael had returned to the Madrego of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Klal Yisrael had returned to tremendously high madrigas. The Yetzirah had left them. That's Klal Yisrael before the Egel. That's the madriga of the first Luchas. The first Luchas was given to a very, very, very high level Klal Yisrael. The second Luchas were given to a Klal Yisrael that had returned to a situation of chet, like Adam Rishon after the chet. He had already returned to a situation of chet. So if the stones of the first luchos are in the Aron, even though the letters of the luchos aren't there, you know what that tells us about Klal Yisrael? It tells us that even though the actual madrega of the luchos rishonis is not in us anymore, but the impression of that madrega is still in us. The luchos shniyos, we have the luchos with the letters, because that's where we're holding today. That's the Torah that we learn. The luchos rishonis are there also. Bevchina zokin sheshachach talmudai. There are stones that have the impression of kedusha on them. Because what that means is that somewhere deep in our hearts lies in potential, in the impression, the effect of the luchos rishonis. So the luchos rishonis aren't gone. The luchos rishonis are the words left, but we are, the whole Klal Yisrael is like a zaken sheshachach talmudai in regard to the first luchos. The whole Klal Yisrael is like a Talmud Chacham that forgot his learning in regard to the first luchos, that he still retains that madrega, but it's just in potential, it's just the impression that it made on him. He doesn't have the actual Torah. The second luchos, we have the actual Torah. Just a mashal of the Roshim is what they say, that a child before he's born, a child in his mother's stomach learns the whole Torah. And then he comes out and he forgets it. So what's the point of learning it? So this everybody knows. The point is that it's a negation. The point is that when a yid comes into this world, he already has the impression of the Torah impressed upon him. Now he just has to wake up those impressions. When we learn Torah in this world, we're not learning something fresh and new, we're reviving the impressions that we already made before we were born, those impressions in ourselves. And Avodah Zarah takes this a step further. He said like this. He says, just like in regard to Luchos Shniyos, we're like a Talmud Chacham. This is the Torah that we know. In regard to Luchos Rishonis, it's something that we once knew, and now we don't have anymore, but the impression is still there. Similarly, in every single generation, we know that our Kayach and Torah is weaker in every generation. This has gotten new ideas. Is machlokes now. There didn't used to be machlokes in Klal Yisrael. Everything was clear. Now we have a hard time understanding things that generations ago were simple, were pashut. Every generation we have to explain more and more and more, because we lose our yad becomes a little bit shorter, a little bit smaller in our ability to understand Torah. So Avotner says all that's true in our actual knowledge of Torah. But the fact that our forefathers knew the entirety of the Torah, Moshe Kibul Torah Misin and Mesaro Yeshua, means he gave the entirety of the Torah to Yeshua. Yeshua was Gan Lenevim, and Nevim was Rosh Hashanah Knesset Agadola. Shimon Atzadik Vayim Mishiyari Knesset Agadola. That meant that there was a Mesaro of Torah, the Mesaro of Torah, the way it was given at Sinai, from generation to generation, until it started to break down a little bit, and he started to have Zugais, he started to have two Talmid Chacham that argued about how the Torah was supposed to be, and now we have endless machleksin. So even though we lost a little bit of our clarity in Torah, but all that is in our actual clarity in Torah. But in terms of the impression that the Torah made on us, the impression is there. Every word of Torah that Klal Yisrael ever understood and ever was able to perceive is somewhere in our hearts. It's somewhere impressed upon us. It somewhere has its effect on us. Just like the Luchos Rishonis. And even though the letters aren't there anymore, but we're like the Zogin Sheshachach Talmudai, we still have the Kayach of that Luchos Rishonis. It's dormant. It's quiet. It's just an impression. But it's there. So too in every generation. Our generation is so far from the generation before. And what, say, even in this generation, what they were able to learn in Slobodka and Volozhin and Kletsk and Kamenetz and Mir. But so even though we're not masig the Torah that they were able to be masig, but we're like, in that Torah, every generation is like a Zogin Sheshachach Talmudai regarding the generation before. The impression on Klal Yisrael is there. We say in Shir HaMalos, Shir HaMalos, B'shuv Hashem et Shiv HaSiyon, Hayinu Kechayomim. And what that means is that when Mashiach comes and we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael the way we're supposed to be, alive like we're supposed to be, learning Torah like we're supposed to be, close to Hashem like we're supposed to be, it's going to feel like we were dreaming. Golos is going to feel like a distant dream. We find it's not just here, other places also, that Yidden in Golos, compared to Yidden in Geula, is like a sleeping person compared to an awake person. Ani Yishena v'livi er, says Ani Yishena mena Geula v'livi er, means that the deep inside I still have the kayach of the Geula. Klal Yisrael in Golos is like sleeping. Why are we like sleeping in Golos? Because we don't have our full chiyus. We don't have our full neshama. We don't have our full closeness to Hashem. It's like we're asleep. The neshama isn't a sleeping person. It's just a roshim. When Mashiach comes, when you wake a person up, that little bit of chiyus that's there, that's keeping him alive, while his whole body is really lying dead, but it's just enough to keep him alive that he can wake up the next morning. That little roshim of chiyus comes to life when he wakes up in the morning. It comes alive again. That's what happens by the Geula. That's the Geula of Klal Yisrael, is the same thing. It's like we wake up. Klal Yisrael wakes up. So when it says, we'll get back to this point soon. When it says that La'asad Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return to us all the Torah that was ever forgotten, it doesn't mean like we think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to sit down, like we thought until Rav Huttner taught this to us, that we're going to sit down and learn fresh Torah. That's not what's going to happen. The Torah is inside of us still. It's a Zagi Sheshachach Talmudai. It's like reminding a Zagi Sheshachach Talmudai of his Torah. Is that teaching him a new Torah? No, it's awakening the Rishamim. It's bringing to life the impressions that are there. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah, it's going to be like waking up a sleeping person. It's not going to be like putting new life into a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Torah, La'asad Lavai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores the knowledge that we're missing. He just has to restore the Oseus to us. He has to give us the mental understanding of it. But the Roshim that the Torah had made is there. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do is bring that Roshim to life, is to cultivate what's there. It's different than teaching something from scratch. Hashem has to cultivate the Kayach that's there, because Gabi, all the Torah that was forgotten all the years were like a Zagin Sheshachach Talmudai. So that's the first thing. The idea that Torah makes a Roshim on a person that's never erased, and the idea that any Torah that Klal Yisrael forgets, the impression is still there, and the idea that Allah said, lovely, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns it to us, He's not teaching us new Torah, La'asad Lavai, but rather He's cultivating and bringing to life the Torah that's already impressed upon us. The Parshim stay on the thing, doesn't mean the Torah Chadash. Okay, let's move to Akedas Yitzchak now. The power of a Roshim coming to life is strongest in our history, is strongest by the Akedas Yitzchak. Because by the Akedas Yitzchak you have a Maisa, which is the Shechting of Yitzchak, that died before it happened. The Maisa never came to life. It never happened. The Maisa of Akedas Yitzchak never happened. And yet, for generation after generation after generation, we benefit from Akedas Yitzchak, even though it never happened. Schus of the Akedah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the Schus of the Akedah, when we blow Shofar from Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, or the Schus of the Akedah, when we say Alikei Yitzchak, we have in mind the Schus of the Akedah. We say in Slichas, Chorlonu Akedas Yitzchak. But the Akedah never happened.
Depends on Akedah, means to tie up.
Yeah, but the Mesiris Nefesh of the Akedah never happened. So that means that you have a Maisa that was Nisbat not after it happened, before it happened. It never came into this world. It's a ma'isa that never came into this world. There's no ma'isa akeda in this world. And yet the Roshan that the plan to do an akeda made is so strong, is so alive, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts completely as if Yitzchak was shechted ad kedei kach, and it says that afreishel Yitzchak is tzavra al gavi ha-mizbeach. It says that the ashes of Yitzchak are piled up on the mizbeach. The ashes of Yitzchak, Yitzchak was never shechted. The impression of the plan to shecht Yitzchak became so lemaisa, it became so much to life, that even though it never happened, the ma'isa died, it never came into life, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it completely as if it happened. And this is all came about through the Isle of Yitzchak, that Avraham Avinu said that I don't want to not bring a carbon, I want to bring a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to bring an Isle, to bring this ram, Tachas Benai, to bring this ram instead of Yitzchak, and when he said Tachas Benai, it was Pshutai Kemashmoy, that it was considered as if it was Yitzchak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered the ashes of the Isle to be the ashes of Yitzchak. This is an amazing thing. You don't find such a thing. This is a unique thing. That we find that a Roshan was so powerful that even though all we have is the Roshan, there's nothing else besides the Roshan, the Maisa never happened. All we have is the Roshan. And it's so powerful that, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, the Akedah happened. That's a Roshan that came to life. It became like a Maisa. It's a cultivated Roshan. The Shofar of Mashiach and the Shofar of Matan Torah are the two Shofars of that aisle. As I'll say. One was used by Matan Torah, it says, and the other was put away by Maisa Mashiach. The two Shofars of that aisle. The power of a Shofar is that it has the ability to bring a Roshan to life. The reason the Shofar has that power is because the source of the power of the Shofar is from the Isle of Yitzchak, and the Isle of Yitzchak is an impression that came to life. Truly.
It happens to be that the ram had a horn, but I don't see so much like that's the Makar of Shofar, that the ram had a horn, and the middle of the horn is going to be the source of life.
What do you mean?
I'm saying the shofar was taken off of the ram. The shofar was blown at that second.
No, but the point is that it was taken off this ram because it's yoinik, it's kaya from this. It's not stam arbiter. Why didn't Hashem take the shofar from someplace else? The shofars specifically had to be from this ram because it's the inyan of this aisle, which is tachas benai, that the kaya of a shofar is yoinik from, that it draws its strength from. It draws its. So now we track down a certain kayak that exists in a shofar to its makar. There's such a thing called a shofar. The power of a shofar is that it could take a roshan and it could bring it to life. It's just an impression. There's no ma'isa really. There's no ma'isa here. There's nothing really here. Like there's no letters on the Sefer Torah. There's no letters engraved on this stone. This Zokin doesn't have any Torah inside of him. It could take the delicate impressions that were left by something that's not even here, but Guf HaMa'isa, and can make it into a Guf HaMa'isa. It could restore the letters to the Luchas. It could bring the Torah back to the Zakeh. That's the Kayach of a Shofar. How does the Shofar have that Kayach? Because the Shofar comes from this aisle. And this aisle was taking something that was only an impression. The Maisa never happened, never came out in the world. It was only a Machshava to do this mitzvah, and then it died. And the Roshan that made was so strong that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered as if it was a Guf HaMa'isa, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put letters into the Sefer Torah, even though letters were never written. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Torah into this Zaken, even though the Torah was never there. But the plan to do it was enough. The Roshan that the plan made was enough that it was able, that the Akedah was considered as if it was mamish, an occurrence that happened. A Roshan that came to life. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell Avram, your plan to shech Yitzchak made a Roshan on the world. after you sell someone, even though you didn't do it, but the fact that you wanted to do it made a reishim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the reishim of your plan is so strong that it did happen. That's the power of a reishim to come to life.
You know, my Shabbat Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tied from Leisim.
We don't find anything like the Arcadia that is considered as if it is any
problem. Oh, that was my question.
It's
a,
you'll get there, just if you pick something, you're good there.
If you think about putting on film, you don't have to put on film that day.
Because you can't put on film, you want
to. But if you think about putting on
film. You did put on film.
This HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chayshu V'Lamaisa means in terms of schar, in terms of, it doesn't mean that it's the
Hashem
exactly
the
person that, I don't know what Hashem is.
Same with Akedah, that's what in the world you were saying.
This is the only thing that says that Mamish, the ashes of Esav are tzavar on the Mizbeh. If I have Mashav to bring a carbon, I don't bring a carbon, the ashes are there.
It's just not there, nasty.
And this inyan that the shofar is mechayeh rishamim, that the shofar brings rishamim into life, is the Rambam. It's the famous Rambam that the Rambam says that when we blow shofar because the Torah says to blow shofar. But the Rambam says al remez yesh b'davar. There's a remez to tkiyas shofar. There's something we have to learn from blowing shofar. He says it's as if the shofar is coming to say uru yishena mishinaschem, sleeping people, wake up from your sleep. And slumbering people from your slumber. That's mamish what we're talking about. That's mamish the mashal that we gave. That just like a sleeping person, there's just a roshim of chiyas there. Just a little bit of life in him. He's not alive, he's lying dead. But there's enough life there that in the morning he can come back to life again. That's the shofar. Uru yishena mishinaschem. It takes the roshim, the impression, the little bit, the little seed that's there, and brings it out. That's the shofar. That's the koyach of the shofar. And that's what it means to kav a shofar gadol l'chayr u'seim. That's the shofar of Asid Lavei. The shofar of Asid Lavei is because of what we said. Hayinu kecholmen. We're sleeping in Golos. Our real chias, our real chias and closeness to Hashem, the entirety of our neshama and of our capacity to understand Torah is sleeping in Golos. It's there, the roshim is there, but it's sleeping. Blowing the shofar wakes up the true neshama of Yidden, the true ani of Yidden, the true chias of Yidden. That's what happens when Hashem blows shofar. There's nothing new happening according to what we're saying. It's bringing to life. It's being moitzi mekoyach el hapoel, the koyach of the roshim that's already there. And that's the koyach of the Torah that comes back to us, the Lavi. Where it says that the Lavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to teach us the Torah. Through its Kiyas Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all the Torah that's engraved inside of us, even though the letters aren't there anymore. But the impressions are there. The impressions of every single ounce of clarity and godless and Torah that we don't have anymore is still there. It's still there. The Mashiach will come and blow a Shofar, and that Shofar will bring all those Rishamim to life, and all the Torah that's inside of us in potential. Like a Zogeh Sheshachach Talmudei, suddenly the Zogeh will be flooded by that Talmud that will come back again because of the impressions that were left inside of him. That's what happens to Lasid Lovey. It says, I see the Torah that's going to come back to Klal Yisrael, Lasid Lovey, that all the Torah that was forgotten will come back to us because it's still inside of us. Because the impression that the Torah made is there. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, the blowing of Hashem is, Uru Yishen, don't be sleeping anymore, wake up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells those Rishamim inside of every Yid and inside the Klal Yisrael of Klal Yisrael to wake up, don't be sleeping anymore. Wake up all the Torah of Klal Yisrael. And then all the generations of Klal Yisrael, all the Torah of all the generations of Klal Yisrael will no longer be like a Zogeh Sheshachach Talmudei, but it will be like as if that Zogeh had, someone had come and reawakened his memory. And all the impressions that were there were able to wake up into a full-fledged Yediyas HaTorah. That's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So Mimela we understand the Ramban, unbelievable. There's two koilas by Har Sinai. There's one koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling the Torah, and that koil is completely shava because the Torah, as we know, is unchanging. It doesn't matter what year it is, it doesn't matter what century it is, it doesn't matter where we are, when we are, Torah is unchanging. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Aseres HaDibros, it's a koil shava. It's unchanging. And throughout history, we have that koil shava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah stays the same, Baal Tosef, Baal Tigra, Torah stays the same. We believe them, Emunah Shleimah, that there's going to be no change in the Torah at all. The voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us the Torah is Shava. The Shofar is a different Koyach that Klal Yisrael has. The Shofar is the Koyach that Klal Yisrael has to wake up the sleeping Rishonim, to wake up the impressions that were made. And in that, every generation, more of the Torah becomes impressions and less becomes real Yediyah. As our Yediyah Torah becomes less and less in each generation, more of the Torah is part of us just as a Roshim. So as the generations go by, the power that the Shofar needs grows bigger. Used to, in the first generation, there was only a little bit of Torah that was just in the Roshim that needed a Shofar to wake it up. A few generations later, more of the Torah was, more of our godliness and Torah was forgotten, so we need a little bit of a louder Shofar, a little bit of a more powerful Shofar to wake up the Rishonim. Hundreds of years later, so much of Torah is lost, so much of our godliness and Torah is not there, our Hasoga and Torah is not there, so we need an even louder Shofar to wake it up. Until eventually we'll have that Shofar Gadol that will be able to wake up all the Rishonim. That's why by Har Sinai it's a koil hashofar hoylech v'chazam. It gets stronger and stronger. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the koil shofar by Har Sinai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shofar that gives us the strength that all those Rishonim will eventually be able to come to life. And as each generation goes on, the remez to that koyach that exists, that those Rishonim will be able to come to life, is that the shofar by Har Sinai, as every second went on, got louder and louder and louder and louder, because Klal Yisrael's needs for a shofar got bigger and bigger and bigger as the generations went on. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot in the koyel hashofar hoylech v'chazak. We have to understand what happens on Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to take the liberty over here in yeshiva, generally, and our Musaf Chabura and so on. We talk very, very much about our personal Rosh Hashanah. But it's also equally important for us to understand the godless of Rosh Hashanah as a whole, the greatness of what the day of Rosh Hashanah is. And I'm sure you're going to hear plenty about the personal Rosh Hashanah, the more personal avodas about Rosh Hashanah. I want to talk more broadly about what Rosh Hashanah is. I want to broaden our ideas about how great Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam was created. The Adam of before the Chet. A great big Adam. That Chazal say that his ankle was able to outshine the sun. That's how brightly it shone. A great Adam, an Adam Rishakai de Machet. A Madrega so high, that we mentioned this Chazal many times, a Madrega so high, that whatever this means, the food that the Malachim eat, Kaviyach, whatever that means, was not pure enough for Adam. They had to purify it to give to Adam. That's what Nefesh HaChaim says. Adam was on a higher Madrega than Malachim. He was on such a high Madrega that the Malachim thought he was Hashem, says in Chazal. An incredible high Madrega. They started worshipping Adam. And he had to say, stop, 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 I'm not Hashem. Let's together serve Hashem. That's how great Adam was. Beyond our comprehension, a tremendous Adam. And Adam did a chait. Hiliach alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu kapa yumiyatoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on Adam and made him small. And Adam became the small Adam after the chait. And every year on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down if you should recreate that Adam. It's the Adam's birthday. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down every year to create Adam or not to create Adam. And looking at Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a low Adam. This is not the Adam Hashem had in mind. This is an Adam of after a chait. This is not the Adam Hashem had in mind. Should HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam? Look, it's an Adam of chait. It's an Adam on a low madrega. This is not the HaKadosh. This is the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. But wait, there's a secret over here. That just like Chal Yisroel, after they did the chait of Ha'egel, the roishim of their madrega from before never went away. The impression that their previous madrega made never went away. The same thing is true for Chlal on Adam. The impression on humanity that was made by the fact that we were once in Adam Chaytim Achet never goes away. The Roshim is there. That Roshim is there. And if the Roshim is there, that means that there's potential that Roshim could be awakened. What's the difference between a sleeping person and a dead person? What's the difference? You can't wake up a dead person. But you could wake up a sleeping person. That's the difference. They're both the same, exactly the same. Exactly the same. They're both sitting stationary, they can't do anything, they can't hear, they can't see, they can't do anything. But a sleeping person could wake up. A dead person can't wake up. Adam is not dead. Or old Adam, the Adam of Kaidim Achei, that godless dick Adam is not dead. He's sleeping inside of us. The Roshim of Aaron Madrega, the impression that Aaron Madrega made, is still there. So we have to show the Rabbeinu Shalom. This is our Avodah Rosh Hashanah. That we still have a Shaychus to that original Adam. And if we still have a Shaychus to that original Adam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still continue to have a Tov HaSa'ayin to our existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want that we should exist. Because we are going to eventually return to the Madrega that was supposed to be. And we are going to eventually improve our Maisim. We are going to eventually bring Mashiach. And we are going to eventually become the Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. We do that by blowing Shofar. We blow Shofar. Shofar is what's Mechaya HaRoshim. It brings the Roshim to life. And not in one year are we going to bring the Roshim to life completely. But every year when we blow Shofar a little bit more, another step, another year, we bring the Roshim, we bring out a little bit more of our potential. It's all in potential now. We don't see it at all. If anything, we see the generations going in the opposite direction. But we're Ma'or, a little bit, that Roshim, of what Adam can be. Or what Yidden can be. Our Madrega before the Luchais or before the Chet is the same thing. We discussed a few times that Adam Rishon before the Chet and after the Chet, that it happened again before the Egel and after the Egel. It's a very similar you read the Aliyah and then you read the. That's what it means. The Gra and the Shulchan Aruch brings a psikta that says that when Klal Yisrael are neitel and shayfer, when Klal Yisrael take the shayfer and they blow the shayfer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oilem e kisei din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the kisei of din, v'yayshik al kisei rachamim. That's what's going on over here. Because before Klal Yisrael blew shayfer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's looking at Adam, and he's saying, this is Adam. This is not Adam. This is the Adam that I created. This is the Adam I should give another year of life. It's the Adam of Chet. It's not for a Chet. Then we blow Shofar. And we bring out a little bit, some of our potential. We wake up a little bit, some of our sleeping nature. Some of our sleeping Madrega of Kaita Machet. We wake it up a little bit. Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyad is Oilem Ekisei Din, V'yoshel Ekisei. Oh! He still has shaychus to his previous madrega. He still has shaychus to the madrega before the eagle or before the chait. Oh, I'm going to have rachmanis. Even though maybe mitzad hadin I shouldn't let Adam survive. But I see, kol zman, he still has shaychus to that madrega. So that means that there's still hope that he's going to return to that madrega. So if he demonstrates a little bit of that roshim coming to life, so his oilam ekisei din, the yeshiva, he gets up from the din chair and he sits on the rachamim chair. Oilam ekisei din, the yeshiva kisei rachamim. And this is the pshat that it says, Taisus brings it, the Gemara brings it, and Taisus. Is Meirich about it. on Daf Tez Zayin on the base, I think in Rosh Hashanah, Tez Vav or Tez Zayin on the base, that it says that when we blow Shofar, again, Taikin Omerin, the Taikin, that is Ma'arvib the Satan. It confuses, it gets the Satan very nervous. And Taisus brings to Hashem the Yerushalmi, what gets the Satan nervous? He gets nervous that Mashiach is coming. He starts getting nervous that Mashiach is coming. He hears the Shofar once, then he hears it again, he starts getting nervous that Mashiach is coming. It's not a coincidence. The Shofar Gadol, the Kabbalah Shofar Gadol, the Shofar Gadol that eventually takes us out of Golos. You know why it's a Shofar Gadol? It's a very, very big Shofar. You know what it is? It's the culmination of all the Shofars, of all of Klal Yisrael, all the years blowing Shofar since we got the Torah until Mashiach will come. Every Shofar, a little bit, is pushed out Roshim. It's cultivating, it's pulling that Roshim a little bit. Every Shofar, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And finally, Klal Yisrael is going to wake up. The Shofar Gadol is a culmination of all the Shofars. That's why it's such a big Shofar. The Satan is right. He's right. When we blow Shofar, we're getting a little bit closer to the Geula. We're awakening that Adam that exists after the Geula. And when we wake him up enough, I have to tell you a rule. We talked about this before, I just want to mention it in passing. Klal Yisrael can be zeichet to the Geula by becoming the Yidden that Klal Yisrael are supposed to be by the Geula. When we become the type of Yid that we're supposed to be, the type of Chiyas, the type of closest to Hashem that's supposed to exist when Mashiach comes, Mashiach will be here. That will be in the world of Mashiach. So if we keep blowing the Shofar, year after year after year, it's Mechaya the Roshim, it's Mechaya the Roshim, it's Mechaya the Roshim. At some point, we're going to hit the limit. At some point, the cup will be full. At some point, we'll have blown enough Tkiyas. And the Roshim will come to life. We'll have said wake up enough times. And the Roshim will come to life. And that's what the Satan is afraid of. And I have a raya from a Gemara. Same Gemara. B'tishrei asidin ligoyel. It's machlokes, but B'tishrei asidin ligoyel. Klal Yisrael is going to, the same Gemara Yud Aleph on the base of Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael is going to, the Mashiach is going to come in Tishrei. Asya shofar shofar. We learn Gzeri Shava. From one word shofar to another shofar. Ksiv hachotiku b'chayde shofar. It says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Uksiv hasa b'yoyimahu yitoka b'shofar gadol. And it says also another pasuk, Zeir Shava, that on the day the Mashiach comes, the Mashiach is going to blow a tremendous shofar. So we see that on Rosh Hashanah, that Tishrei is going to be the Geula. But we see that the Gemara puts together with Zeir Shava, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, with the shofar of Mashiach. And it says by the Geula, it's the same shofar. We just have to blow it enough years, and it's by Yom HaHu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol. This happened once before. We mentioned when Klal Yisrael stood by Sinai with Paskas Uamasam. Klal Yisrael's job is to be that Adam. We mentioned many, many times the pasuk in Yecheskel that says Adam Atem, and Klal Yisrael and Chazal Darshan Atem Kruyim Adam. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be the Adam Rishon before the Chet. We're the Klal Yisrael has the job of being Adam Arishan. It's our job. And when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, as a nation, it was the beginning of the birth of a new Adam. A new Adam was born. Because this is the nation that's supposed to return to the Madrega of Adam Arishan. And we went through 49 days of preparation, and we stood by Har Sinai, and sure enough, we returned to the Madrega of Adam before the Chet. It's a process. It's one process. It's yes, Mitzrayim till Matan Torah. How do we know it's one process? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe to take them out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that the end is Tavdu Nesel Lekim Al Lahor Azeh. You're going to be Makabal the Torah on this mountain. That's one process. The Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, being Meichel themselves from Matan Torah, and standing by Har Sinai. Coming out of Mitzrayim was a birth. What was it a birth of? It was a birth of a new Adam. It was a birth of the nation that's going to return to Adam Rishon Kaidem Achay. That's going to return to the previous high Madrega of Adam Rishon. That's Yitzias Mitzrayim. We find that the Geula HaAsid is also called a Leda, because it's also going to be the birth of that Adam. Again, we're going to try again. The next time will be permanent. It's also going to be the birth of that Adam. And we find that the Pesukim compare them, as the Pasuk says, Ki meitzeis chalei eretz Mitzrayim ha'ra'enu nefleis. The Pesukim compare the Geula HaAsida with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't just mean it's going to be cool Nisan then like it was by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the idea is the same. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the birth of a new Madrega of Adam. As the Geula HaAsida is going to be the birth of a new Madrega of Adam. I learned of Zevi last week something fascinating from Rav Tzadik. He seems to say that every single day the koyches that a person had before, the koyches that a person had the day before, are lav dafka what he has to count on the next day. So if a person had a problem, a yirida, a limitation on Tuesday, when he wakes up on Wednesday, he's lav dafka the same person. It's a new day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every day. I'm a chadish v'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. The Yochanan Gordon of yesterday is not the same Yochanan Gordon as the Yochanan Gordon of today. It's a new bria. It's a new bria, very much like the old bria, but it's a new bria. I'm a chadish v'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. Every day is a new hanaga. That's true every day. You saw something like that? Remember this? That's true every day. How much more so it's true when the Hanhoga changes, not just in a day Hanhoga, not just in a month Hanhoga, but it changes to become a new year. It's a new year. A new year. Rosh Hashiva told me that one of the reasons that we don't bench Rosh Chodesh this week, we really should bench Rosh Chodesh this week, so there's all kinds of reasons given. But one of the reasons is because benching Rosh Chodesh means that there's roots in the Shabbos before to what's going to happen that week. There's roots, but we want to show by Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a completely new, fresh time. It's new. Complete ischachus. It's not rooted in the year before at all. It's a new year, new hanaga, new leaf. It's new. But even that pales when we add what we just talked about. Blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. As we've just discussed, every year has limitless potential inside of it. Limitless. The potential till the ankle outshining the sun. The full Roshim, every Yid has inside of him the Roshim of all the Torah of Klal Yisrael and all the godless of Klal Yisrael from before the Eagle, from before the Chet, is all inside of a person. And on Rosh Hashanah, we're being Mechaya the Roshim a little bit. Step by step, year by year. It's Pashat. That if the Tkiyas Shofar that we have helps to go so deep inside of us, to be Mechaya Rishamim from so long ago, from so far away, that it could be Mechaya those Rishamim, and make clear to the Rebbeinu that we still have the ability to return to be like Adam before the Chet, it's clear That Rosh Hashanah is a day that we have the ability to wake up much closer, Rosh Hashanah. That's the ratio of other koiches that we have. The limitless koiches that each human being, that each yid has, to realize his potential. Everybody has, you know, like they say that the average person uses, I think it's 10% of his brain or something. Or less, 5%. The average person uses very, very little percentage of his brain power. And that's just a mashal. The average person uses very, very little percentage of his potential. Very little. A human being has tremendous potential to become very, very big. And Rosh Hashanah is a time of awakening potential. Awakening potential. Uru Yishenem Yishenastem. It even awakens the potential that we have to be like Adam Kaidem Machet. And yet, it's something that has to go step by step, just like our awakening the potential of Adam Kaidem Achet goes step by step. But one thing, and we can't decide how foolish it would be for a person to decide that I'm going to listen to the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to become a different person. We're far from becoming a different person on Rosh Hashanah. Just like that. Just by deciding that I'm going to have a totally new kaychas. I'm going to be a different kind of person. If I used to be able to learn 12 hours, now I'll be able to learn 20 hours. If I used to be able to, I'm going to start fasting. Who knows? I'm going to become a new person. That's foolish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me a certain way because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for me in the way that He created me. And chances are that after Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be very, very similar. But it's not a seer. It's not like an outright seer, what I said 2 minutes ago. Outright seer. It's not a theory at all, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for me. But within the context of that plan, there's still limitless potential that has time to come out over the years, more potential and more potential and more potential, to refine and to charge up and to make more healthy and more vibrant and more alive our Avodas Hashem. And when we blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability to bring to life parts of us that are dormant. The trick is not to go through Rosh Hashanah and to convince ourselves that everything is the same. I'm not saying that everything is different. It's also very, very unhealthy. But not to convince ourselves that everything is the same. The biggest atzasa yeser going through Rosh Hashanah and going through Yom Kippur, the biggest, the Yetzirah's best trick, he saves it for last, it's his best trick, is to convince us after Rosh Hashanah that we're the same people that we were before Rosh Hashanah. Or to convince us after Yom Kippur we're the same people we were before Yom Kippur. When you pass through a Tkiyas Shofar, who knows what we unleashed? And whatever we'll decide with seichel and with thinking and with planning and with deliberating properly, step by step, whatever we're going to decide to try to push more, to push away problems and to become healthier and better Avdei Hashem and happier Avdei Hashem and more vibrant and more alive Avdei Hashem, it's worth a full try after Rosh Hashanah. Who knows what we unleashed on Rosh Hashanah? A new day, a new month, a brand new year, unleashing kaychas inside of us. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Unleashing kaychas. Hachiyas, bringing Rishamim to life. Unleashing kaychas inside of us. I think that we have to allow ourselves to grow. It's such a thing, sometimes people already decided that they're not growing. Or people wake up the time Gedalia in the morning and Shabbos the next day. People wake up the day after Rosh Hashanah and like, yeah, everything's the same. They feel a similar nisayon coming on, everything's the same. And they don't realize everything is not the same. You know, I can't tell you where, and I can't tell you how, and I can't tell you how much, but there are koichos here that you didn't have before. Everything is not the same. And the way that you could lose it is by thinking that everything is the same. The world is different after Rosh Hashanah. The world changed. I'm not the same person after Rosh Hashanah. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain seichel and a certain plan. So probably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain plan. I'm not going to become a completely different personality, a completely different nisyanis after Rosh Hashanah. That would be a lack of of thought besides the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom created me with certain tayas. And for a certain reason, to accomplish a certain job. And there's no reason to think that that's going to change. But within the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, there's a path to go on. There's an aliyah to go on. There's a ladder over here in front of me. And there are people that spend their entire lives on the foot of the ladder because they push it, don't believe that new kayach has come in. They don't believe it's possible that they grew. They don't believe it's possible to go up to the next step. And that's what we learned tonight, that it's so possible to go up to the next step, that it's the shofar of Rosh Hashanah that's going to create the Adam that's going to bring Mashiach. That's how powerful that shofar is. It's such a powerful shofar that when we have enough of those shofars, that's going to be the shofar gadol of Mashiach. That's how much it awakens inside of a person. So we have to allow ourselves to be woken up. To be, resign ourselves to resign ourselves to being what we were before Rosh Hashanah is just as unhealthy as deciding to be a completely different person after Rosh Hashanah than we were before Rosh Hashanah. Both ways are wrong. A person has to cautiously, deliberately, thoughtfully direct his avodas Hashem to the next step with the full emunah and bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the strength to go up to the next step. Because now is the time, this is the time of year for it. It's such a chizuk to know that we're a zakein sheshachar talmudai. Sounds like an insult, but it's a chizuk. It's a chizuk to know that all the power that Yidden have and that Yidden ever had is there inside of us, just waiting to be woken up. And again, I can't say it enough times. It's not going to happen in a day. And it's not going to, unless this is the Rosh Hashanah of the Shofar Gadol, then I don't know. But if it's not the Shofar Gadol of Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to happen in one Rosh Hashanah. But slowly but surely, Rosh Hashanah after Rosh Hashanah, we're also going through, wake up, wake up. Every year we also hear it again, wake up, wake up, wake up. And every year there's kaich is being unleashed. We're being woken up a little more. We're a little more alive. We're a little less sleepy. We're a little less zombies than we were the year before. We have to just allow it to happen. We have to allow ourselves to come to life in a healthy way, in a slow, healthy, deliberate way.